Welcome to Why Fish Radio. Why Fish is brought to you by Today's Tackle, Cats on the Red, and Trophy Cat Adventures. Now, here they are, Brad and Brad.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to show number 79, Why Fish Radio, coming to you live to the hard drive from a nice air-conditioned room on this sultry, hot, sticky, and anything else you need to add?
Oh, oppressive. I think it's about the only word you can use for this heat up here right now is oppressive. It's horrible.
Man alive, is it hot and humid outside. And it seems like it's been going on forever.
It's awful. I think if there's probably a theme to the show, we were talking about that a little bit before we turned on the mics, is the underlying theme this week, I think, is beating the heat. I mean, you have to kind of plan your whole life around it right now because it's an all-present. I mean, it's every bit as brutal up here right now as you would have in the midst of a 40 below cold snap. And, you know, to tell you the truth, I hate to say it, but I think I almost prefer the cold snap.
Well, you can only be so naked when it's hot, or at least when it's cold outside, you can layer up and keep adding.
Absolutely. And you got the sunburn aspect on top of it, and it's just not pleasant. And, you know, we've certainly been working our lives around it this weekend. Why don't you, kind of lead us into our couple days on Devil's Lake?
Well, I suppose I should remind everybody that last week's show we talked about the heat, so this is just kind of a continuation. But interesting story. Something odd for us happened today. Odd to say the least, I guess.
Well, monumental, I think, would be a word.
but we needed to go out to Devil's Lake to more to pick up a boat than anything. But so we got a late start yesterday, thinking evening was going to be the time to fish, just to get out of the 94 degree heat or 92 or whatever the heck it ended up being yesterday, with not a lick of wind. So we did that last night, but then the record is broken. The fat lady has sung. It happened. 6:25 a.m. We had a boat in the water. And if you've been listening to this show at all, you know that just does not happen.
Absolutely. I mean, this is big stuff, because, I mean, you're dealing with two people who are not morning people. We're night owls by nature. And we were the second rig at the boat ramp this morning. And you know what? In retrospect, given the heat and how things changed as the morning went on, it was by far the right thing to do, no doubt.
Well, as it went, we stopped in a brand new spot. Neither of us has ever fished it before, and just thought we'd start there kind of to get our day off. And it started off with a bang. Well, kind of a bang. It started out with an ugh!
Yeah, what a great thing. There's, you take Devil's Lake there, and you look at walleye behavior, and you take everything you expect a walleye to do and how you expect him to act and where you're going to fish them, and, you know, just about anything else you can talk about with walleyes, and throw it right out the window, because they're just different fish out there. And this was a situation, you know, we hadn't been fishing very long, and, you know, there was a little bit of weeds and, you know, some gunk on the bottom. I was just going to reel up and check my leech, just make sure it was still there or wasn't fouled. And I'm just about ready to lift the jig out of the water, and all of a sudden this walleye just comes charging out of the depths. I mean, it wasn't even like a musky follow, because it was so much faster. I mean, it was like a pike follow, very aggressive. And if I just would have had a split second longer to kind of brace myself, I could have left that jig there. But as it was, I got lucky and I got it away from him just in time. But there's no doubt I saw that white tip charging back down toward the depths. But that fish just attacked it, and it was a pretty nice one. Scared the daylights out of me.
Well, you came on strong and just a couple minutes after it anyway, but boy, as the morning went on, we were picking a few off, and the new spot worked out well, but about 10 o'clock hit, the temperature got into the 80s, and it was all over at that point, and we looked and looked and looked. We basically did everything but put the lead core and the crankbaits on and go after them, and I'm sure we'd have picked a few more up had we done it.
Yep, I mean, we were two fish away from our limit, and just kind of decided that enough was enough. It was getting really hot out there. There was hardly any wind. The lake was like glass. And, I mean, that in itself is a pretty big deal. You don't see Devil's Lake flat calm very often. At least I don't. And, you know, you put that heat on top of it, it was time to leave.
It was. But eight fish, and, you know, we usually don't keep a whole lot of fish anyway, so it's not that huge of a deal. And I personally had ample opportunity to finish us out, but I screwed that up.
Oh, you and me both. But I felt good because I redeemed myself, because the last time I fished with you out there, I had just the evil luck, the bad luck, the jinx, as it were. Just couldn't do anything right, couldn't buy a fish, and I kind of made my peace with the lake again now, so I'm very pleased with that.
Funny you should mention having a big piece of turd on the hook, because it's here 4 days. Which one of us will have the turd on the hook on Thursday?
My prediction is, given our history, and probably a little background here is in order. I mean, we've been fishing together now, the two of us, since, I guess, 2003. And it seems like at some point in time, and especially when we go up to Lockport, and that was, I guess the first time we ever fished together was in Lockport, and this trip has really been a tradition. But at some point during the course of the weekend, one of us will go just absolutely dry. And it happens, it might last for a day, it might last for part of a day, but, the other person is banging up on the fish pretty good. And the other one could, just as well have a big glob of who knows what at the end of their hook, because it just ain't happening.
It's called net practice.
Yeah, net practice, exactly. But, and it just inevitably happens. But, the pattern seems to be, and it'll be interesting to see this year if that's indeed the case, but the pattern seems to be, we get up there, I start out pretty good.
And I'm cold. I suck.
You're struggling a little bit. All of a sudden, I'm thinking, well, geez, I got this down. And all of a sudden, I go just absolutely, not just cold. I mean, we're talking dead.
You're usually day two or three when you suck it up. I usually start out cold right out of the chute and have to ease into it.
Yep, absolutely. But, I have to say last year was a little bit different. I mean, we both went through the droughts, but again, the other part of the group, that being Jason, a guy who has been Mr. Consistency over the years, finally, he hit kind of a dry spell there last year. How did you feel about that?
Well, frankly, I was pretty happy about it, because I'll sit and watch for hours and hours and hours, and it just seems like he never gets to watch. So I was actually pretty happy about that night. I mean, it's mean to say such a thing, but I go through it, you go through it, and he just never went through it.
So no, it was his turn. I felt his time had come, and I had gone through kind of a dry spell for much of that night. The situation we were dealing with here was we were out on a night bite. We started fishing, I guess, probably about 9 o'clock at night. And again, it was one of those things. We were fishing with our good friend Canuck up there, and Canuck and Brad started out pretty well. I mean, they're catching fish, and meanwhile, I'm just sitting there as a spectator, and the fun meter's starting to drop a little bit. But, finally, all of a sudden, the fish god smiled down upon me again. I started catching fish, and I think I basically caught up with you guys by the end of the night. But meanwhile, Jason and his dad were in another boat, and I think his dad was catching some fish. And
Tom
Jason
was putting on a clinic.
And Jason was just watching, and he watched all night long.
It was, what would you call that? I recall a certain time of that night where you said, if we're going to move again, will you take me back?
Absolutely. I was ready to go in. I was getting kind of tired. I was cold, for one thing, and that never helps. And it's hard to imagine being cold right now. But I was getting a little nippy out there, and it's like, well, Jesus, I don't know what it is, but I think there's almost a, it's almost like the fish can sense when you're having a really bad day, and all of that negative energy just kind of works its way down the line, and that bait just kind of pulsates, boom, 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 boom. Don't bite me, because it almost seems like, when that happens, it just intensifies. But then all of a sudden my luck turned, and, all of a sudden I wasn't cold anymore.
And you caught up with authority. But I recall that first day when I had the rotten luck, and a certain statement on a certain Mr. Canuck's, 15th fish going, net your own damn fish.
Exactly. And, you look back on those trips, and I mean, it's like any trip. There's certain things that just make a trip memorable and just make them so much fun. Some of those lines that just kind of carry through, and that's definitely one of them.
The UE line, and I'm dropping it now.
Yep, for sure. we'll leave it at that, baby Huey.
So I guess if there's room up there and you can get out of work early, we'll be there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Monday next week. So if you see us out there, stop and say hello.
And if you see some smoke rising up from the deck of the boat, don't panic. It's probably just us grilling up some nasty sausage. And I guess, that's been another tradition out on these trips over the years, is we've developed this, You know, you see the fishing shows, the big shot fishermen all seem to have endorsements these days for Johnsonville brats. And don't get me wrong, Johnsonville brats are great. They're a fine product if you like brats. But we have found this little off-brand. It's called Bar S. And I think you can buy probably about a half a pickup load for what you can, a couple packs of Johnsonvilles.
What is it, about 5 pounds for $3 or 3 pounds for $5 or something?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And, you know, I'm not really quite sure what's in these things, but they are pretty good. And nothing drips out of them. It's like there's no fat in them. What are these things?
I don't know, but they are really good. And I saw two big packages of them ready to go. So
they're in my freezer just ready to go. And, you know, they've got to be just really bad for you. But they're one of those things that every once in a while, you know, the old saying, in all things moderation. And you gotta have some guilty pleasures every once in a while. And this is a chance to indulge a little bit.
Well, if you want to go up and say hello to us on the water, give Stu a call and check him out on the web, catsontheread.net, and call that fabulous phone number.
That would be area code 204-757-9876.
And the Red River here at Grand Forks is a little low, but the fishing's good, so don't forget, if you can't go to Canada and see Stu and the boys, stop and see Kent at Trophy Cat, trophycatadventures.com.
And, you know, the other thing is be a little flexible, especially if this hot streak continues. You know, don't be out there in the middle of the day beating yourselves up. I mean, if there's a time to take a break, go in, get some shade, you know, hop in the shower, do anything to relax a little bit. Take the middle of the day off. Go out early in the morning like we did today, which was very, you know, we're very proud of ourselves, I'll have you know. And then do it again in the evening. Go out after dark. That's kind of our plan up in Canada.
Yeah, but we're going to be going out in the evening and coming back in the morning.
Yeah, well, we're not going to be going out at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. Like you say, we might be getting in about that time. But, again, we're not going to be out there baking in the heart of the day either if this heat trend continues. It's supposed to kind of moderate a little bit, and also we'll only have highs in the low 80s, which will feel pretty good by comparison.
Like the old saying goes, daytime is a fine time, but nighttime is the right time.
The right time, indeed. But the other thing, we'll be up in Canada where everything is metric, and it only will be 25 or 30 degrees, so it won't be nearly as hot.
Well, now that we're done telling stories, I suppose we should get back to the heat thing and taking care of yourself in the heat, which was supposed to be the message for the show this time.
Well, we're taking pretty good care of ourselves today. That's been my whole goal today. I think I've done a pretty good job.
Yeah, well, we drank water. We stayed out of the sun. We used our sunscreen today. We got up early to avoid the heat of the day.
Watched a really horrible movie on the Sci-Fi Channel called Leeches. It was just awful.
Okay,
if you see it, check it out. It's got to be one of the worst movies made. And we followed that up with the class, the cream of the crop, Children of the Corn. So, you know, but we were in air-conditioned comfort, and it certainly beat being out in a boat.
That's good stuff. But, you know, the whole subject of the heat, besides us trying to avoid it, is, and we're going to pick on Jason again for a couple of minutes.
I'd say he earned it.
Get this. Southwestern North Dakota shooting prairie dogs. Not fishing, of course. This is a fishing show. But hunting's close. Shooting prairie dogs yesterday. They said the truck thermometer said 115 degrees. And they're laying out on clay piles shooting prairie dogs.
I can't even imagine that. That to me has to border on complete total insanity. I mean, you have to really like hunting. You have to really like the outdoors, and you know, as much as I like both, you wouldn't catch me laying out there baking in 115 degrees.
Well, then we got talking on the way back from Devil's Lake, and we realized that 2 years ago, that same crew and you,
I was there,
ice fished in 44 below.
Air temperature, mind you. We're not talking wind chill.
That's 160-degree variation. That's crazy.
That's an amazing thing. I know that's why I think, you know, us Northerners are a little bit proud of ourselves sometimes, because we get to deal with such extremes that people in other parts of the country just don't get to have. I mean, where else can you talk about going from 44 below zero to 115 above zero and doing things in the outdoors? I mean, that's making the best of the cards you're dealt, I'd say.
And, you know, for the record, it was spread over a 2-year span. It wasn't like one day and the next day or anything.
No, that's definitely true. But I do remember a certain sort of a title that emerged that weekend we went fishing when it was 44 below. Somebody said, well, maybe we should call this trip Fishing with Idiots. I guess this would be the sequel, Hunting with Idiots.
And two of the idiots are the same.
But they have fun, apparently.
Well, we had fun, too, only we did it in the coolness.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And... You know, this morning was actually quite nice. We had a period there about 8 o'clock where it actually clouded up for a little while. We had a little bit of tickle of wind. And, you know, we actually put on the long sleeve shirts for a little while. Wasn't very, very long last, but, you know, while we had that period, it was downright pleasant out there.
Yeah, it was real nice. In fact, we started with long sleeve shirts, and of course we were wearing shorts and sandals to start the day off. But you know, it was pleasant in the morning, but by about 11 o'clock, it was done.
I was done. And you know what? Even you know, we went out about 7 o'clock last night and started fishing. And you know, here as we were taping this, 10 o'clock at night, and it's still, I think, very, very nasty out there. I mean, the air just feels real thick, and it would not be nice out there unless there's some kind of wind.
Well, today is a lot more humid than yesterday, and hopefully it blows up some rain without hail, of course, but who knows, whatever. The point is with this heat wave is just drink a lot of water, keep your adult beverages to a minimum when you're in the boat, or drink a lot of water between them, and move along from there and stay out of the sun if you can.
Well, it's like a friend of mine said, it's not the heat, it's the humility.
Oh, you're just full of them today, aren't you?
It's the heat. I think it's frying my brain.
Well, folks, I think we're coming to the end. If you need some catfishing stuff or some other fishing stuff, eTackleDirect.com is the place to go. If the wind ever comes up with this heat, you might need some bobbers from Today's Tackle. You might want to start thinking about trolling with some Today's Tackle products. And you know, I found another use for a rod strap this week, which is keeping the old Vexilar cord on the trolling motor from getting all blown around and tangled up. So Bruce came up with another one.
And if you want to try a different little snack out in the boat, try the old Bar S Polish sausage, because they've become a real hit on our fishing trip. So,
and if you work at Bar S in the marketing department, look us up on the contact page. We'd like you to pay us for the endorsement. Thank you.
We love them. We think they're great. So anyway, I guess that'll kind of wrap up this week's edition of Whyfish Radio. So until next time, besides staying cool, keep your hook in the water, keep your line tight, and most of all, keep it fun.
Thank you for listening to Whyfish Radio. Be sure to tune in next time for another Adventures in Fishing. For more information, log on to whyfishradio.com.